Elder voices, a window to the past, a door to the future.
My name is Harriet Pinaya from Sifunga, and I'm 80 years old, and my birthday is May 14, 1932. The community here in Sifunga used to be living in our own way. Own councils, own president. They picked up their own way. So everyone here in Sifunga used to live kind of together. They choose one person over in our clan. They choose one person. His name is Ataka, Harry. People trapped and get foxes, and they bring it to this man. And this man, Harry, used to give everyone, even though they get little, but he give everyone equally. Everyone help each other. And when they get the food, they provide everyone together. That's how I live here in Sifunga. Have any, like, all kinds of toys here. Never nothing when we grow up. We just went down to the beach and find a rock and use it as a doll for the girls. I don't know what the boys use for their toys, but I remember we used to use rock for our dolls because we have nothing, no toys at that time. We learned how to do our chores from our parents. They said, after school, you're going to do your chores, like doing dishes, anything, sweep the floor, and whatever we tell you to do, do it. You need to listen and do it when we sing one time. When our parents say something to us, we keep their words and do it right away and obey what they're telling us and do it right away what the same time they tell us. I remember the men used to get up early, 4 o'clock in the morning, and get ready to go out hunting. And when they come home, when they catch some seal or some other animal, the ladies cut up and share to other people, other houses, even though it's a small piece. Seal, they ask girls to bring this food to the neighbors. And then one seal, every people eat and they share. It is hard life, but it's not hard. I mean, because we live like that, we know, and we never give up. Hard work is good. The boys are chopping wood. We girls are doing some home housework. But we learned that way. Now we never give up. And these young people didn't do hard work. They give up easy. And the modern life is different, real easy life. We have easy life now, using microwave, washer. We used to wash using our hands and our body to use washboard or soap or whatever. Wring it ourselves with our hands and hang it up. Now we use washers and dryers and hard life we live, but we did it. This is good for us. Always go summer camp by boat. Nowadays we use aluminum boat, and we used to have a speed boat, really good. Our camp called Kialerak, way at the end of the island, real nice place. The sand is white. It's a different, little bit different. Over here we have a black sand. Over there it's different. And it's warm and fun. When we go there, we don't like to come back. Our men went out hunting and get some lots of seals. We do a lot of work. They bring 17 seals. And when they come home, we start cutting it up, the men and us ladies also cutting up. Clean up the skin and use it for boots or jackets or parka or whatever. We never waste anything. We use everything. Hang up the food and use the skins and we eat everything. I make a lot of parka like that. I like to sew, but my eyes are waking now. I mostly learn myself. because my mother passed away when I'm small. But I watched the ladies and use pattern when they make pattern. Lots of times I do it myself. We hardly have the materials like we have now. We use reindeer skin, we use seal skin at that time, making boots for seal, using seal skin and ugruk and reindeer for parka, and make pants and boots or whatever, anything. When I grow up, I went to school. I learned that to read that Dick and Jane. We never use English until we got school. The teachers teach us to use English. So I don't like to talk English because I don't know how. Try my best. I go to school here, and I went up only to 8th grade. No higher. There are others that went out, like her. She went out in Mount Edgecombe or somewhere and get more good education. Me, I didn't go. My parents didn't let me go out. That's how I live here and help my community meet. Education is really good. Far more than anything here. Now we're pushing them to go to school. I used to work as a health aide in past. I started in 1950. I worked purely as volunteer. In 1960, I gave myself is to help other people. Like helping elders go to their house and doing household cleaning. I participate myself fully and help other people. And there was lots of illness in my people used to have TB here in village, but we have no doctor, no nurse, no airport, nothing. The research people finally came from Anchorage and they started out giving out some medication, and those that are bad ones, they send him out. We have no transportation. We use dog team in winter time. I use dog team for people that need to go out in winter time to to the hospital. And during summertime, we use skin boat to send out people who are sick. That's how hard it is. Going out for training, starting in 1960, I went to Kotzebue for training. I worked there in the hospital. The doctor trained me how to draw blood, how to treat the patient, how to give them a shot, how to sew the cut. I'd like to help people. Deep in myself, I really like to help people. There are people that didn't die. The person didn't die because that person get treatment and the medication helped that patient fight the disease or something and healed and become a man or not die like a little baby. And long time ago, the little died before it become a grown up because nothing to help the people who are sick, no treatment for the person. Now, when the person gets help getting medication, I also work like a midwife delivering baby because no one to. I help. Delivering baby is something hard, but Rocco has helped us, even though we have no doctor. Amazing to deliver a breached baby. Lots of prayer. Twin babies, heart. Lots of difficult and hard. So I'm telling whoever that I didn't do my health aid work. Some God helped me because I prayed a lot, telling him, I don't know how to do this, always. But he always used me, use anyone. I'm sure anybody will do it if he's willing to help. My parents already believe in God and they teach me how to pray and they teach me how to respect. Like I said, it's a powerful. He's worthy to worship him or ask him when I'm having a hard time, like something like this. And I used to, when I grew up, I worked as a Sunday school teacher too, 1950. Oh, I love to do that. I play piano, I play guitar. Loves to be with the children and fun. Fun to teach. And I used to work as Baronier agent a long time. Now I'm just sitting, no work, taking care of the boys. I feel good when I do dishes. I feel good, I help my community when I'm young. I feel good about it, I mean, I did something. We grow up hard life, but we have no telephone, no radio, no TV, but we live the way we live our parents. Everyone helped each other, and when they get the food, they provide everyone. Together, that's how I live here in Zibunga. And I used to work as a health aide in PASS. I started in 1950. In 1960, I gave myself is to help other people, like helping elders go to their house and doing household cleaning. I participate myself fully and help interested in other people. In my community, give myself to figure out a solution to a problem. Sometimes it takes a while to solve a problem. I act on what I believe in. Stand up for my beliefs. Learn the importance of good health habits. At times it's difficult. Because we have nothing to depend on, like doctors and nurses. And I never give up. I went forward. Even though I have nothing, I keep on going. Never give up. I helped everyone, not telling them not to look down. always look up, never give up. And sure enough, there's a lot of help at the end, all kinds of help, people willing to help. And those other people here in my community helped, and I'm not the one who helped my community. There was other people who is willing to help. So together, like a team, we made it. Now it's hard. I mean, to me, it's hard life. I mean, as you grow older, it's hard. It is hard life. But I have Honda. I still go way out there and pick greens and go out there and enjoy myself. I'm still doing something. We are all part of Alaska. And as it's a movement, every day we change our life, it seems. We move to the next thing, we move like that. Every day is different life to us. This happens in homes, children's center, schools. We live in a world in which we need to share responsibility. It's easy to say it's not my child, not my community, not my world, not my problem. Who are responsibility to teach a child? Number one, parents is, and grandparents, aunts, uncles, and teacher, neighbors, older siblings, friends, and any adult. It is the caring relationship with kids that matters when we genuinely connect with children from the earliest days of their lives. Simple acts return big rewards. Sometimes when I notice when the child comes in, I just wink at them, offering reassuring hug, asking about the new shoes, just talking to them. The change of life really is fast. Daylight time change affect our human life. We are living in two ways. Our ways is Yupik way, and the other one is English way. In Yupik way, we teach our young people how to live their own lifestyle. When long time ago, we grow up like that. We learn from our parents. Men teach the boys how to hunt, while we ladies teach our girls how to sew, how to store up some food, store away the food, and many others. It is hard life. In English way, they learn good. I mean, English, good education, learn how to read and write. We learn that's good. Good education, good graduate and learn more college way or education is really good. Far more than anything here, now we're pushing them to go to school. Slowly we are losing our own culture. Our children lose how to use Yupik language. We all like to pass our own Yupik words. I'm telling them we should teach our children how to use Yupik word. Our parents tell us to keep the camp and our village clean. Everything, we have to keep everything just the way it is. To clean it all the time. Always clean up before we leave. The information I'm trying to tell and resources are meant to assist you in putting these ideas into action. Do it again, what we used to do. Not just living it like that. Use the ones that seems to fit the best for you. We are trying to tell young people, used to live like this. And I thank you for letting me come into part of this to talk to you about this.
You've been listening to Elder Voices, a production of KNOM.